Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go east of the Rockies, and Doug is in the Garden State, beautiful New Jersey. Doug, good morning and welcome to Coast.
Yes, it is beautiful. Spring's starting to kick in and the robins are singing and we're warming up out here. Yes, I have a question. I'm trying to figure out if I had an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience. It was, we're going back about 35, 40 years now. I was young and stupid. It was a winter's day. My brother and I had gone ice fishing. I had made a few holes in the ice. We had about 6 inches of ice under us, very solid, no problems there. Well, I went to make one more hole, and I'm holding on to a 75-pound gas-powered ice auger. And as soon as the bit had caught, I went right through the ice, straight through.
Wow.
And the shock of the ice water just made me freeze up, and I held on to this auger, and it took me right to the bottom.
Oh, Lord.
And I let go of it, and I started swimming up, and as I came up, I realized I was nowhere near the hole. I didn't know where the hole was. I was just banging on the ice.
Oh, my.
I could see my brother and another gentleman at this time who appeared from where, I don't know. And they were pointing to where the hole was, but the ice wasn't clear enough for me to see this. I was just following their body direction. And eventually I had just let out the last, you know, the air that I had in my lungs, and I blacked out. That's all I remember. The next thing I knew, I was coming to, and my brother and this other gentleman were throwing me over the back of a snowmobile, and they were driving away. And I'm standing there next to the hole, yelling to them, "Where are you going? Don't leave me here. I'm going to die of frostbite. Come back and get me." And as I'm yelling this, I realize that that is me sitting on the back that they have laid on the back of the snowmobile. And I started running toward them, and they're not paying no attention, not looking in my direction. And even when they did, they didn't, you know, take notice of me in any way, shape, or form. He took the gentleman with the snowmobile, drove right to my brother's car. He put the heat on in the car. They cut the clothes off of me because by now, driving across the lake, they were almost frozen solid. He's yelling, well, you know, "Where's the closest hospital around here?" He says, "I just know where the lakes are. I'm not from right here." He starts giving him directions. And I'm yelling, "What the hell are you doing? Help me. Why are you helping him? This guy you got in the car, help me." And they're not looking in my direction or anything. And all of a sudden, I'm awake inside the car from the heat and everything else. I come out of shock. And the second that happened, me standing outside the car yelling at them had disappeared. So I was in two places at the same time. watching my dilemma and knowing that I was unconscious because I was there watching the dilemma unfold.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remarkable. Remarkable. That's what I call a class A out-of-body experience or near-death experience. I don't think they're mutual. You began the phone call asking, was it an OBE or an NDE? I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think an NDE can give rise to an out-of-body experience. But wow. I mean, that's an amazing experience.
I have heard people say that when they had the out-of-body experiences, they had floated above themselves and they could see down what was going on and whatnot. But I was literally standing there watching them drive off with the snowmobile, saying, you know, what
right.
about me? You know,
do you have any idea how long you were unconscious and whether your heart had stopped at any point?
I don't know. When they got me there, they had the fellow there with the snowmobile. He drove up to the sort of a coffee and a hot chocolate hut. He drove up there, and this was back before cell phones. He drove up to the hut and said, "Call 911. Tell him there's a fella coming in with a hypothermic brother. He's on his way." And I didn't. I had come to when we were in the car on the way there.
Right.
And when that happened, that's when I was no longer outside the car watching the car drive away.
Well, you must have taken in some water, I'm assuming. Did your brother or this other gentleman, did they perform any sort of CPR? Or how did they get the water out of your lungs?
They did. The thing was that I had, when I had released, I had just released that last breath of air that was in my lungs. And when I did, I had blacked out. They reached under the ice and they grabbed a hold of my shoes and pulled me straight back and out of the ice. They got me to where the ice was a bit thicker because they were afraid they were going to fall through this. You know, it turned out the reason why I went through the ice so easily is the place where I went to decide to make the drill the last hole was right underneath an upswell, an upspring.
Right.
And that was causing the ice to form any thicker. Then, you know,
makes sense.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How did this change your life?
I'm still a devout fisherman. I fish as much as I possibly can, but I do not and will not ever go ice fishing again. That's for damn sure.
But I can understand that. But in terms of your outlook on life and your attitude,
After seeing myself being driven away on the back of a snowmobile and realizing that I was in two places at one time, I knew from then on. I always had faith. I was brought up, Irish Catholic. Always had faith, but it strengthened it in ways that you have no idea. It lets me know that yes, there is a life after death, and I'm not saying that I did die. Nobody confirmed that, you know, even
right.
I was conscious when I got to the hospital. But I may have, you know, gone out for a while there, and. But I definitely believe there is something after this, and for whatever reason, we're not going to know the answer until it's time for us to go there and find out, I guess.
Doug, thank you for sharing. That was a remarkable story.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.